This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, you know you should probably exercise more, eat better, and buy fuel-efficient cars and trucks for the household budget, for climate change, whatever the reason. But after a few weeks of slightly higher gasoline prices, all this bargain basement crude is expected to push prices at the pump back down in the coming days. For car and truck shoppers, this is causing cognitive dissonance. Marketplace's Noel King watched this play out.
Brian Hartman is a junior high math teacher in Illinois. He started shopping for a family car last winter. Gas prices locally were about $2.50 a gallon and falling. He was most interested in a Honda CR-V, which gets about 25 miles a gallon. Then,
one of the dealers had emailed me a really good price on a Honda Pilot, and the Pilot is down around 20.
That's 20 miles per gallon, so less fuel efficient.
But when you see 220 and falling gas, it turned into a night of research to determine if that was going to be a better choice.
The better choice?
When it came down to looking at how much more gas we were going to have to put in it, whether gas was $2 a gallon or $4, which seems feasible again, it was just going to be too much over the lifetime of owning the car.
Brian chose the CR-V, but some data suggests that many people have decided to bet on gas prices staying low. Mark Wakefield is a managing director at Alex Partners, a business advisory firm. He looked at auto sales in the first 2 months of this year versus last year, when gas prices were much higher. The number of autos sold was about the same, but the type of car?
This year, January-February, compared to last year's January-February, there's a million more trucks sold this year. So you can see how the consumers are voting.
SUV sales are also up. Jessica Caldwell is a senior analyst at Edmunds.com.
But I think the thing of note here is that a lot of SUVs aren't really the gas guzzlers we once thought they were. And in fact, one of the best-selling segments right now is the compact crossover, which is the smallest version of an SUV.
Which can be more fuel efficient. Caldwell says she doesn't think people have forgotten that gas prices can rise at any time.
When you think about the psychology of you're standing at the pump once a week, sometimes more than once a week, and you see that number go up, it's not something that you set it and forget it. It's something that's very real that you see.
She and other analysts say it's worth remembering that the price of gas is only one factor in how and what people choose to buy. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.